website.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com!
Yeah, yes.
James.
Ooh,
Rube Dog.
Rube Dog's first in the room. Rube Dog.
Rube Dog.
Keep it Rube. Proud of you, James.
Why are you proud?
You were back, baby.
I was back. I drank.
Yeah, you did.
I was with the people. Man, people were getting fucked up, weren't they?
Crazy fucked up.
Oh my gosh.
Fucked up. So
we were just like children being let out of.
A cage. Well, except I never went into that cage, James. I never decided to go into that cage. Didn't want to. Didn't feel
so
like
you've
the
been
cage,
at restaurants?
Could fit me. Sort of.
You've been at restaurants. You've been at bars. They can't cage you. Guess what? You've been caged.
I have been caged. You're right.
I know you didn't want to be, and I know you're like don't agree with it,
uh-huh.
But you've been caged.
I have been caged.
You know?
I have.
It's a shame to see that for you.
It was amazing to see you out in your element.
Yeah.
Back. Happy.
Oh my gosh, so
free.
Happy.
We went to a restaurant Saturday night.
Yeah.
That felt like we just got out of Shawshank.
We waited forever for the table. We waited forever.
Not really.
For the food. Oh yeah, but it was fine.
It was 45
like,
minutes.
In a
but,
normal,
well, here's the deal.
In a normal world.
I understand the restaurants are trying to get back up and at them.
Absolutely.
I also understand that we went at like 7 o'clock on a Saturday night too. In a beach town where, let's face it, it was 78 degrees and beautiful every day.
Absolutely.
So it was incredible. And I understood the wait. I was also proud of them for having their bar open and tables outside so everybody could get absolutely trashed and then have their dinner.
Oh.
Two things were noticeable to me that I'd forgotten about, right? Mm.
What?
When you haven't gone out to a restaurant in a long time and they serve booze there.
Sure.
People who typically don't booze were boozing.
Right.
And they were absolutely trash, but in a happy way. And everybody
trashed,
was.
Yeah.
That was probably the most pleasant I've ever seen everyone toward each other in a very long time. No one was wearing masks at the restaurant we were at, which is great because I didn't want to see that bullshit either.
Sure.
No one judged anybody. For me, I immediately snapped back into it. I was just like, oh, all right, cool. I'm at a restaurant again. This is awesome. And I was stoked. But even I started ordering shit that I was like, oh, what's that lady drinking? Is that a Mai Tai?
Oh, yeah. You were right back in your... what is she having you do that all the time?
Yeah, what is she...
Now, what is, sir? What is that?
I'll take that. Yeah. And... We drank more than we typically drank.
Sure.
Drink at a restaurant. The top two things that were most noticeable. Once we did get to the table and order, we ordered as if we had never eaten
anything
at a restaurant before in our entire lives. And it was a whole new experience. We ordered everything off the menu,
mm-hmm.
pretty much,
mm-hmm.
at this place.
Mm-hmm.
4 or 5 appetizers and then 2 full-grown adult meals on top of that, and then copious amounts of drinks and everything else.
Sure.
And I'm gonna be honest, I enjoyed every second of it.
Oh, sure, me too. It was the best. It was the best.
So it was one of those things to me where I was nervous, and I had a little bit of trepidation of like, all right, what's it gonna be like going back into a restaurant for the first time?
Yeah.
At least in our experience, and I think I can speak for you on this. Totally normal. Yes, there was a table in between us that was blocked off for the COVID or whatever.
Mm.
That's the COVID table.
Right. right.
But that I actually didn't mind where I was just like, all right, give us a little extra room.
Yeah.
People could get to the table easier.
Yeah.
People were pleasant, nice, cheering for the waiters, that whole thing. Remember Joe?
Oh, dude. Well, there was this table of just normal older whites, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Older affluent whites, mm-hmm. next to us. And they had drinking because they were waiting for their table. So they had some drinks first.
Yeah.
And our waiter's name was Chad. And
Chad,
every time he came by, Chad,
you're
a hero. True.
Chad.
I mean, they were chanting his name.
And people that you would never, I mean, they would never.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? In a normal world, they would probably be like, God, they're so loud. But they were letting loose. Yeah. And I loved every second of it.
Same.
And I felt good. But I hear you where it was like, what is it going to be like?
Normal.
You know what I mean?
Normal. And my biggest summation of the whole thing was that people are over it. They don't care. And we're back to business as usual. Earlier in the day, I'd gone to the beach.
Yes.
I took my son to the beach. And then on the pier, they had opened up this new bar on the pier. And there was, used to be like video games and stuff in there. So I was like, he was like, I want to play some video games. I was like, great, I'll grab a beer.
Right.
And we can just hang out on the pier and, you know, end up getting popsicle and ice cream. And then I had a beer on the pier. There's a little tiki bar out there set up. Raging, beautiful.
Sure.
Beaches were packed. Not one single person was wearing a mask. Thinking about COVID, talking about COVID. The only thing that was missing to me for the weekend was sports. But even then, like, you know, you'd golf back on, you'd NASCAR back on. It felt normal again, where I didn't watch 1 second of the news this weekend on purpose. I didn't want to see any COVID coverage. I didn't want to see any commercials about, you know, people in masks. That Microsoft commercial. Jesus Christ. Hi, we're the first responders.
We're using Teams, Microsoft Teams
none of it. I didn't see any of it, and I enjoyed the shit out of my weekend. Got a nice little sunburn again.
Love it.
As
Love
always, it. And it was a blast. I had a great weekend, and I feel like we're back. Our next test will be Thursday night. You and I are flying to Austin, Texas.
We are.
So that'll be the next test of like, all right, what's that going to be like on a plane? Because I did read some nightmare stories at a Charlotte airport yesterday. It was on TMZ. And apparently the check-in, or, you know, people were flying home for yesterday for Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
Lines, security lines around the block, all that other shit and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, ah, Christ. So we'll see what it's like. And then everybody was wearing masks at the airport. And I was just like, God damn it, man. So that'll be the final frontier.
Yeah.
And then once the rest of sports come back, there is no going back, in my opinion. I think after this weekend and seeing it and then hearing the stories from around the nation, like, you know, the Ozarks had a fucking wild ass pool party with thousands of people. It was another place in Maryland that was wild as shit. Marty Bird was trending on Twitter. They were like, man, him and the Navarros making some money in the Ozarks this weekend.
Love it.
I think it's too late now to turn back, that even if this COVID Chinese virus comes back for a second wave, you're not going to be able to lock people in again. You're just not. The economy is open. People want to go back to work. Everybody that I talked to this weekend wants to go back to work. They want to return to normalcy and a normal life. There is some outliers out there that don't want that to happen.
Right.
And they're facing immense backlash for it, and they should be. You can't open up fucking 90% of the country and keep 10% closed and expect people to be cool with it.
Yeah.
Especially with the weather the way it is right now. So good luck with that. But to me, there's no turning back, and we're either going to have to learn to live with this as a society, because I don't think you're going to be able to shut people into their houses for, you know, another 2 months later on down the road. I just don't believe that is possible at this point. And I enjoyed it. No one said a goddamn word this weekend about it. And it was the first time that I was like, all right, we're back.
Right.
Did what we wanted all weekend.
Yeah.
Nothing was stopped.
No.
Even with the bars were open in restaurants. Now, if you're just a bar and you're not serving food, you're not open.
But they're getting around it where if you're waiting for a table, there's like a makeshift bar on the side, which is basically a bar. You know, life will find a way.
It will. And, you know, you still have our dickhead governor here, Roy Cooper, who's still got another phase to open, which is not going to be for another 5 weeks. Gyms and bars are next, and it's like, man, we're gonna lose some of our favorite things if you don't open that up. To me, after being out this weekend and seeing thousands of people on a beach, I mean, my guesstimate is, you know, 4,000 to 5,000. I don't really know, to be honest with you. I couldn't. It's people as far as the eye can see. Mm-hmm. And then in restaurants, how many people were in that restaurant that night? 100, 150, in and out, all night long. What are we doing with the gyms and bars then? This is all fucking stupid to me. And now Trump has called on him to say, hey, man, are you going to open up the state for us to have a full Republican convention? If not, we're going to fucking move. And this has been going on all weekend. So the ball's in his court, and we'll see what happens. But homeboy should take off the suit jacket, Roy Cooper, walk the beaches, go to the restaurants, hang out with the people, and then you figure it the fuck out.
Right.
You make a decision. The only shitty part about it is I don't think he's up. Alec, he's not up for re-election for 2 more years, right? We can't vote him out this November. Yeah. I think he's got another 2 years out. I think it's 2022 for him. What's up? Yeah, yeah. Check it. Double check it for me. Look it up. So with Roy Cooper, you know, in a lot of these governors, Whitmer in Michigan, they're talking about the guy in Kentucky. We'll see what happens, because if you're not going to open, that is going to affect your election. You start fucking with people's businesses, and it is going to affect the election and who you are as an official. And now what I wonder what it's going to do to the national election, because it seems the left is on a hard stance of mask and virtual conventions. The right is no mask. Let's pack people in. Let's go back to normal.
And that's where we're at.
What year? Okay. This fall? Okay. Okay, so Cooper is up this fall, and somebody's going to be running against him.
He is really.
I can tell you this right now. I don't give a shit who it is.
Sure.
As long as you're not a goddamn Klan member, I'm voting for you.
Right.
Good to go. Good to go. Who is the guy down in Alabama? Roy. He was a Roy. He was a Roy too. That guy.
In Alabama. Yeah. Oh,
Roy
I know.
Moore.
Roy Moore is his name. Yeah.
Like that guy. I can't get behind somebody like that, obviously. So as long as you're not that, anything but that, I don't really give a shit. But with this fucking dickhead, good luck, man. You're not going to open all that shit up until the end of June. That election's in November, kid. Get ready. Buckle the fuck up. Speaking of out of touch white people, let's get on that trail today.
Okay, sure.
Because whatever. Any race who tells you they're superior to another, they're not. We're not, this fucking lady today, Amy Cooper and her dog.
She's trending.
Where was this? Was this in Central Park?
It was in Central Park.
It was in Central Park. Mm-hmm. Okay. As I saw the footage and I couldn't see what it was. There was she had her dog off a leash.
Yeah. So she had her dog off a leash in Central Park, and a nerd came up and was like, hey, can you put your dog on a leash? Mm-hmm. And she was triggered.
Yeah.
And this is what happened. Should we show?
We will.
Clip first?
Yeah, go ahead and show. So we're going to show the clip, because this lady lost her job, lost her dog.
Yeah.
She lost everything.
She didn't lose her dog.
She lost the dog. They took the dog.
Because she was choking it. Anyways, you know this clip.
Sir, I'm asking you to stop.
Please don't come close to me.
Sir, I'm asking you to stop recording me.
Please don't come close to me.
Please take your phone off.
Please don't come close to me.
I'm taking pictures and calling the cops.
Please call the cops. Please call the cops.
I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life.
Please tell them whatever you like.
Excuse me? I'm sorry, I'm in the Ramble, and there is a man, African-American, who has a bicycle helmet. He is recording me and threatening me and my dog. There is an African-American man, I am in Central Park, he is recording me and threatening myself and my dog. I'm sorry, I can't hear you either. I'm being threatened by a man in the Ramble.
Ooh.
All right. So, is it Karen? No, it's Amy.
Amy.
Sorry.
So
are you using the right champ?
Yep.
The problem is with this, So they actually did, this guy did an interview on Today Show. Mm-hmm. He is just a nerdy bird watcher. Like I said,
those exist. Bird watchers exist, huh?
They do.
Okay.
And they are the type of people that will tell you to put your dog on a leash, mm-hmm. and it will be annoying, right?
Kind of.
Can tell them to go fuck themselves, but this you can't do, right? So a woman crying wolf like this in Central Park, mm-hmm. and the cringiest part of it is when the lady's asking her something, she says, I can't hear you. I'm being threatened, like faking mm-hmm. being threatened by a black man.
As if she's going to get about to be killed.
This is horrible.
Yeah. And she's facing all of the smoke right now today.
And I absolutely think that she should.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Like, we're all stressed, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're all, it's high tension, mm-hmm. everything. Like, someone tells me, if right now or yesterday somebody told me to put my dog on a leash, I would tell them to go fuck themselves, probably yell at them.
I have a very strong opinion on this, actually.
Of what?
This dog on a leash thing. Then I'll tell you in a second.
Okay, yeah. So I understand her frustration. Mm-hmm. And, you know... But you can't do that. Absolutely cannot do that ever.
I'm going to side with the dude on this one, and I'll tell you why.
You should side with the dude.
No. Not because of like the African American thing. Any of that.
Okay.
With the dog on the leash thing, mm-hmm. right? Because there is some people asking why he was filming this lady without a dog on a leash.
Yeah.
Without the dog on the leash. I had a dog. I've had numerous dogs in my life. Right. Dogs to me are like children, where. I love the dog. I love my children.
Sure.
I am aware that other people do not and don't feel safe around an unleashed dog. Everyone has a horror story about a dog attacking them or a dog knocking over their child or baby or whatever it may be. Does it look like a friendly dog? You bet. It does.
Right.
However,
that she is... strangling him the entire time.
Yeah, exactly. Which is why they took the dog from her.
Yeah. Not cool.
No, not cool at all. But I understand that there is people who do not feel comfortable with dogs running around without a leash on. That is why they tell you to put them on a leash just in case. Just in case your dog takes off. It's a big dog, right?
Look.
Let's say that dog took off and there was a baby walking around there and knocked over the fucking baby to the ground.
Sure.
There would be hell to pay for
that. Absolutely.
This is why, me personally, unless I was in an open field or a space all by myself, I don't just let the dog run free and call it a day, right? I did it once inside of an airport for TSA when I was getting a fucking hard time, where they were trying to pat me down and, you know, give me the old cock rub. And I had a dog in my hand and they made me walk through a different thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they made me take the dog out of the carrier, couldn't go through the x-ray machine, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And then take it out. And they were like, sir, they were trying to pat me down. And they were like, sir, you've got to lift your arms higher. And I was like, well, I can't lift the dog above my head.
Right.
So what do you want me to do here?
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, well, you got to figure it out. And I was like, oh, all right, well, great. Here's me figuring out. So I put the dog down and let him go.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun with that. Somebody had to the TSA had to chase this dog around the airport.
Yeah.
And I was like, so there you can pat me down. It was the only time where I was just like, hey, man, dog without a leash, whatever. Out in public, anywhere. I've had people, friends of mine, that are like, oh, friendliest dog in the world. I've seen them knock over kids.
Sure.
I've seen a fucking nightmare incident with one of my best friend's dogs and his child. And it was just like, you would never think it in a million years. You can't take
they're
the risk and just
animals.
Assume. I understand.
Like,
but I'm
on your side with that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They're animals. And no matter what they have
been doing. This is why. You have to put the dog in a leash, and you can't assume that just because your dog is friendly and just because you love dogs, that everybody else loves dogs and that they're friendly as shit and it's awesome, right?
Right.
For me, if I see a cat, there's a lot of people who love cats. I hate them.
Sure.
I want to kick it because I don't know what's going to happen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a precaution.
Right.
I might want to punt that thing, give a nice little cunt punt.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, You try not to do that. A cat's also not going to knock over your child more than likely and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
With dogs, whatever dog they are, no matter how small, big, whatever it is. I had a tiny dog bite the shit out of my hand one time. And I was like, all right, you just can't assume. You can't take that assumption that everyone else is going to be cool with your dog just because you think your dog is cool with everything. Mm-hmm. So as much as I would love to say, oh, well, that guy overreacted by the videotaping or whatever, like, you know, it is what it is. But
no,
it happened.
I
saw it happen on the beach 6 days ago.
I think you could tell when a Karen's going to be a Karen.
Yeah.
And you better get that fucking video camera out.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what
yeah.
I mean? You better get that phone out.
Yeah. So whatever is going to happen in the future with all of this shit, like, you know, we'll see. But there is a sign up. You know that you can't take your dog off leashes everywhere. So,
for
and again, 6 days ago, this just happened to me at a beach. 20 yards from me.
Yeah.
I see... she was a bigger girl. She was a larger
Irrelevant.
Lady.
Irrelevant.
Sort of. She was a larger lady. Had a tiny dog with her.
Uh-huh.
So it was noticeable.
Sure.
She had her dog on a leash. Small animal, right?
Sure.
Maybe 15, 16 pounds, somewhere in there. And this other dude, kind of a stoner, kind of a Chad type of dude, had his dog off the leash, run around, dog was going bug fuck on the beach.
Sure.
There wasn't too many people because it was at night at this point. It wasn't too many people. And the lady had asked, hey, can you put your dog on the leash? And he was like, oh, no, I'm just, you know, he's just going to run around for a second, run around. It'll be fine. You know, blah, 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 blah.
Sure.
Dog makes a hard right toward her dog, gets real close. She's got to pick her dog up off the sand and hold it while this other dude runs through the sand to try to get his dog.
Yeah.
Now, I'm with both kids. At this point, one is 1.5. All he does is go up to dogs and pet them no matter what.
Oh, for sure. It's a problem.
Big dog.
Right.
He could have knocked over my kid in 2 seconds, right? So homegirl starts chastising him of like, hey, this is why there is laws on the beach that every dog must be on a leash.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, there's nobody out here and you're just a fucking hater and blah, 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 blah. And she's like, it's not that, but now I can't enjoy the beach. Those kids can't enjoy the beach. Everybody, just because you want your dog to run around and enjoy his freedom like he's a goddamn human. And it got heated, right? And he was like, I'll just be one more minute, you know, just 2 more minutes or whatever. Dog takes a huge shit on the beach. Massive shit. And he goes over and picks it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
In a plastic bag and then gets it up off the beach and says something snide to her on the way off the beach, right?
Sure.
So not only did you have your dog off the leash on the beach, but you only brought him out there to the beautiful sands of North Carolina to take a huge shit on the beach, and then you can clean it up.
Right.
And that was your moment, you know, of like, oh, yeah, fuck the world. I'm going to, again,
sure.
Dogs are like kids. Not everybody loves them, and they're not always the safest. Which is why I wouldn't let my child run around, you know, both children run around an airport or a restaurant
right.
or anything else. It's like, as hilarious and cute as I think they are, I realize it's only me that thinks that, and you, maybe our grandparents.
Right.
But that's about it.
Right.
Everybody else does not, where they're just like, hey, man, I'm trying to have a meal, or I'm out for the night. I'm on a date, whatever it is. And for me, it would be incredibly disrespectful if I let my children run wild as well. So... yeah, man, I understand it. And this woman, Amy Cooper, who's getting absolutely crushed for this,
rightly
she deserves
so.
All of it.
She
yeah.
deserves all of it. She works for a corporate.
She worked.
Worked for a corporate place. She is on administrative leave right now. Losing the dog to me is like, come on. You were literally strangling it this entire time. Like, you had an emotional break. She also did a public apology, which like didn't really work. Like, I'm not a racist. Mm-hmm. I did not mean to harm that man in any way. Like, I mean, it's not really that, is it? There's so much more going on with it than being a racist. Like, you're a bitch, you're crying wolf, you're another incident of believe all women. Like, that you can't do that shit.
No. No.
Like, we really get attacked in parks, you fuck.
Yeah. No. So,
do you know what I mean? Faking that, like watching how easy it was, how realistic it sounded, that's the scary shit.
It's a bad look all the way around.
All the way around, and you need everything taken away so that you know not to do that. I mean, at this point, I know not to. I'm gonna raise my kids not to. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And maybe she just was never taught that, like, you can't do that.
I don't know what it is. I don't know.
Don't cry wolf is like one of the first things you teach your children.
No, I understand that. But like, I don't know what it is as far as like today's society, because I don't feel like, and maybe it was before cell phones, I don't feel like this type of shit happened that much. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it did. But I feel like now that we have video of these people,
I'm sure it did.
And all of this shit is out there where you're just noticing it more, where you're like, oh, all right, cool. But whatever, man. It's her life, and she said her life is ruined. She's made a statement. My life is ruined, and
I know,
and I'm not a racist. The statement seemed weird too.
And
she's
look, the
weird.
Racist thing is not even necessarily what it is. She just knew that she could use race to get what she wanted.
Right.
That's the issue, right?
It comes off
use
as racist.
Use race. Use gender.
Yeah. Comes off as racist. So.
Use the police department in fucking New York. Like, leave them the fuck alone
they
right
get
now,
enough
dude.
Enough to do in New York City, right,
bro?
Now.
Like, are you serious? But people are going crazy right now, and I will say that that's probably like a symptom of what it is. It was like, don't come close to me. Don't get da da da.
Yeah,
she's got a mask on, right?
Yeah.
Like, please.
Yeah. Like, I mean, what was Homeboy gonna do with that video anyway? She's got a mask on. You can't pick that up. That's your average white woman. Good luck finding her in New York City.
I think he wanted to be protected. By the way, I think he did the absolute right thing. If a woman is calling saying that you are threatening her and you have video of her really far away from you faking, you fucking keep that video. Because by the way, I'm sorry, he is African-American. Mm-hmm. They're not going to fucking believe him.
No.
And that's unfortunate, but that's the truth, right? And she knew it.
So what did he say on the Today Show? What was this whole sitch?
So first, he just explained the whole thing. He was like, I'm there bird watching, avid bird watcher. I'm in Central Park. I see this woman with a kind of a crazier, bigger dog. Like, I told her to put it on my leash, and she just got very combative, right?
Mm-hmm.
She got very like, what the fuck? You don't tell me what to do, da da da. And he was just like, dude, don't come close to me. You can hear him in the video saying, do not come close to me. That's someone that's not threatening you.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not threatening you. I'm literally telling you to stay away.
Mm-hmm.
Could he have walked on by and let it go? Sure. But in these times, in these heightened, weird times, like, they both just went for it. Do you know what I mean? And he really is. He's a little bit of a Karen as well.
Yeah, of course.
Kind of, like I said, kind of a dorky dude.
Yeah.
Birdwatcher dude, do-gooder dude.
Yeah.
So they both tried to out-Karen each other. Oh. And one of them...
Won.
In some ways, right? He ultimately out-Karened.
Yeah.
Because he got her the fuck out of her job.
Yeah.
He got the dog the fuck.
Yeah.
Out of her possessions where she can't strangle him anymore. My God. Anyway, done with this video, but that's basically what it is. People are taking hard stances on things that you can just fucking walk away from. Like, someone not wearing a mask, walk away. Don't stand there and yell at them. Like, people are just like so pissed. Right?
Yeah. By the way, what's up,
including
Jamie?
Including me.
How are you? A lot of people ask for Jamie to come back. He's back in the studio right now. He's back here right now.
He's just here to a little tech support.
Jay lives right down the road.
A little tech support, right, Jamie?
He lives right down the road. The next story, by the way, that I wanted to chat about was the Joe Rogan thing. Every day, you're kind of learning more new things about what happened with this Spotify deal.
Right.
And he doesn't do too many interviews at all. And he did one this weekend. But it was with a woman who was on his show. And she wrote this article about him. She interviewed him, wanted to do a piece about him getting the $100 million from Spotify.
Okay.
And first of all,
interesting.
I can tell you that deal's probably about 120 a year. So the 100 year hearing is for the back catalog only.
Oh, sure.
So
he just doesn't want to like have it out there.
No.
Yeah.
And, and rightfully so.
By the way, no one wants their salary outed.
No.
And other people are the ones that do that.
He said it in this article. She said the first thing she asked him, she was like, dude, how does it feel to be like crazy rich right now? You know? And he goes, well, richer. He's like, I'm not going to pretend that I wasn't rich before this, you know?
Love to hear it.
And he goes, but he goes, it feels weird. He goes, it feels surreal. It feels like a number that just kind of goes into your thing and it doesn't seem like real money. And I would imagine it would be, right? Where you're just like, oh, you just wake up and there's an extra $100 million in your bank account.
I can't imagine. I don't even know how that works. Like,
you have to go to a separate bank.
Does it though? Or is it like, that's going to be his salary at the end? Or like, do they really just pay them amount?
Yeah, yeah. So you get like a signing bonus and all this shit, right? And I had asked, I had a long time ago, I shared a lawyer with Jim Carrey. And I go, what happens when you start making $20 to $30 million a movie like Jim Carrey? And the lawyer goes, oh, you have to go to a different bank. I was like, really? And he goes, yeah. Yeah, and he goes, they're out there. Not a lot of people know they exist. And then he goes, then you can spread it around to like Bank of America and Wells Fargo and shit like that. But he goes, there's other banks that have like lockdown insurance and everything else. And, and he goes, it's right. He gave me the address of it was on Wilshire down there in L.A. And he goes, you know, look, if you ever have to go to that bank, you know, you really made it. I haven't gone to that bank yet.
No. And this is what, you know, people give
Goopy Jeans,
Gwyneth Paltrow, a lot of shit. But, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, rich people need help with, too.
That is one of them, because if you were to hack a Jim Carrey or somebody like that, right, financially, you're looking at $200, $300 million, a Harrison Ford, people like that. Like, there's got to be an extra added level of insurance. I understand all that. Joe Rogan said also in this article that he felt guilty talking about it, and he didn't want the number out there, especially with what everyone is going through and how, look, there's 39 million Americans that are out of jobs because of this Chinese virus thing, right?
Yeah.
And
you don't want to be the one that's like,
I just got 100.
Oh, I'm good. Like,
and
yeah, for sure.
And to get a contract like this during the pandemic, where you're just like, wow.
Yeah.
So he was like, man, that sucks. And he goes, I can't, I don't want to talk about it. And I don't want to brag about it. And all that other stuff. But he did say this, and this was the most interesting part about it, was he said this deal did have to do with the censorship on YouTube. And I know we talk about it all the time on our show,
that
our channel is shadow banned and all that other shit.
Sure.
And we had a guy from YouTube on the show on Drinking Bros last week, Leon Lush,
who
makes his living off of YouTube.
Yeah.
He makes a really decent living off of YouTube.
Sure.
And he walked us through the things of what he can and can't do and say and can't say and all this other shit.
Okay.
And I was like, he knows the censorship forward and backwards. And he kind of walked us through all of it on that show. And it was really fascinating. But Joe Rogan was over it. And there were some people that he felt that he couldn't have back on or on at all because of YouTube and their practices or whatever. He didn't say who it was.
We can probably guess.
I can guess because in this article, this woman was talking about some of the guests that have been on the show and that she didn't feel comfortable listening to. And one of them was Alex Jones. And there is a rumor going around that one of his very first guests when he goes on to Spotify is going to be Alex Jones.
Stop it.
Yes. And there's another rumor that he's going to line up guests for like the first week, 2 weeks on Spotify that YouTube has been curbing and putting in censorship stops on.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you firsthand because this has happened to us. And we're one of, what, two or three podcasts that's had Alex Jones on. We've had him on a couple times.
Mm.
Our numbers stopped on an exact number on both times. And then the channel, they fucking muted it for 3 months as far as like new subscribers and all this other shit. When I heard this rumor, first of all, I was amped about it because I was like, dude, Spotify, holla at your boy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, we're, I, you, we're ready. Tetherball Media Academy is ready to go. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of the fucking YouTube bullshit as well.
Yeah.
So I am ready, willing, and able. And the Spotify app itself is super easy to use. So the transition to me is seamless and it's free. That is the most important thing. It's free. Mm-hmm. So we've been offered many, many times a lot of money to go behind paywall, and we will not do that. And Rogan was adamant about that as well. Mm-hmm. But the Alex Jones thing is super interesting to me, where it's like, all right, if Rogan's going to go there, Rogan's going to bring Alex Jones on. Mm. Is there a shot that somebody like Alex Jones can get back on the air with Spotify?
I'm not sure. They're going to have to acquire the people that they're wanting to acquire first, mm-hmm. and then kind of go from there. But I don't think they're really ready for
so,
that.
Great. So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What if he said, I'll come back for free. I will do Spotify for free. Just let me keep my ads. Same as we do. We're on Spotify and we keep our ads and all that stuff. They don't delete our ads. Yeah. What do you do then?
If you're Alex Jones?
No, not. I know Alex would do it.
Okay.
I've had numerous conversations with him about
this. What does Spotify
do? What does Spotify do?
They don't. They are not in the political space yet. And you know that from.
They actually are.
No.
So, yeah, they've been buying up left podcasts, right?
Which ones?
Isn't Last Pod on the Left over there?
Yes, but that's not a political.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, I apologize. Why name your podcast that then?
It's a true crime podcast, like Last House on the Left.
Oh, got it.
They're a network, though, and so they don't have any political shows on there.
I'm a real dummy then for not knowing that.
Were you thinking of PodSave?
Yes.
Oh yeah, no.
Okay.
That's HBO.
Got it. Okay. Apologize for
that. So Spotify is not yet doing political stuff. So
they do the Daily Show.
Huh?
The Daily Show they used to have.
On Spotify?
Mm-hmm. And then exclusive clips, and they signed a deal with that. And that was one of the first ones to go video on there.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I remember when it happened, because there was a big thing for a very long time where clips across the board were doing better, and you could monetize the shit out of all of these shows.
Mm-hmm.
Daily Show was one of them, and then South Park was the other. The reason why they keep backing up the truck for South Park every year is you're able to sell those clips
mm-hmm.
over and over and over again and monetize
them. Not, by the way, Daily Show is not exclusive to Spotify.
Correct.
So they have.
They used to be. Like four years ago, they tried it.
Oh,
so
okay.
Their Comedy Central itself had signed a deal with them. And leading the charge was The Daily Show, where it was, I want to say it was 10-minute clips. But I'll look it up after the show.
Oh, okay.
And stand-up. There was stand-up on there. I mean, they were trying to become like a Netflix at one point.
Sure. Just from what you and I know,
mm-hmm.
and from overhearing like phone calls and then just looking at the stuff that they're acquiring, it's very nothing. Like, even Joe Rogan, like, he is and he isn't, right? He's kind of sees all sides. He interviews all people.
But some of these people are controversial, and it's not like
mm-hmm.
he's agreeing with them one way or the other. He just wants to hear their side of the story.
Right. So they're not acquiring anyone that is like one certain
way. To me, I think that has to be next. And again, with that Leon Lush guy on the show,
mm-hmm.
what he said was very interesting, where he said, look, these social media outlets, because of how big they are, and this is where all of your voices go, right? No matter what you do, even if you're making TikTok videos or Instagram clips or whatever, have become public utilities, so to speak. So by taking shows off and censoring people and all that other shit, that's kind of the only way to get out messages these days. I understand that they're all privately owned companies. However, these are what everybody uses every day in the public. So by you clipping people left and right, and censoring them on Twitter and, mm-hmm. and Facebook and all of these voices that keep going down, Instagram and all this other stuff, because you might not like their content or they're controversial. We do live in the freedom of speech era, mm-hmm. You know, still, like, that still exists. There's still an amendment in there. So it's like, you know, I think at some point you're going to have to let these people back on, or there is going to be a revolt, and there's going to be some form of new network that arises and lets you do it. It appears as if Spotify is taking the first step by doing this with Rogan. We'll see.
We'll see. Or they're trying to get away from the dumpster fire that is YouTube and curating their list a little bit differently. To where, like, yeah, you can say what you want, but we've already heard a lot of the things that you say, and we kind of know what you stand for, what you're about. So we're not going to censor you, because we have, like, last podcast on the left, Gimlet, all of Gimlet Media's, and Joe Rogan.
The Ringer is now there as well.
The Ringer. Yeah. So they've vetted all of these people, all of these shows, and they're like, okay, you're adults. You have a point of view. This is what it is. We know it is. We know that you're not going to go off the rails and be fucking racist out of nowhere, right? Or you're not going to go talking about fucking school shootings not being real, whatever. You're going to come on Spotify. We're going to let you do what you want, but we've already vetted you as far as, like, an exclusive deal, right?
Right.
Because YouTube is such a dumpster fire in that way that we are censored because of the fucking bullshit that is actually on here. Right?
Yeah.
So we are suffering because of other people that are, like, actually fucking crazy and, like, whatever.
What if there was a disclaimer? Like Jackass. I remember when Jackass was on the air. Before the show started, it said, warning, the following show you're about to see is done by professionals and professionals only, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Blah, blah. What if you started off with a disclaimer for the shows that were a little more controversial and just said, hey, warning, this is a completely opinionated show. This is an entertainer. This is not a doctor, a scientist, and valid facts, and blah, 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 blah,
That'd be great.
So
what if everyone was adults that, like, were smart? Wouldn't that be an interesting world?
I understand.
It's just not the way. You know what I mean?
It has to change eventually. And the reason why I bring this up today in particular is there is a petition going around as we speak that people are signing to take the president, Donald Trump, off of Twitter right now. They're saying some of the things he's saying is too controversial or it's not true or whatever. And you've got to start pulling down tweets. And they're asking for Jack Dorsey to respond, which he just did, actually. One of them is regarding this, in particular, this Minka and Joe, this morning show.
Oh, yeah.
Or Micah. Micah's always so weird to me. I feel weird saying it.
Sure.
It's just like a rock. Yeah. It's a rock you break in half with your hands. The morning show with you know, Micah and Joe,
right.
They've gone after the president pretty hard. In turn, he's been like, hey, man, fuck you guys. You were super right and now you're super left because it's convenient for you and your network, blah, 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 blah. And let's not forget that you murdered somebody. And the
who murdered somebody?
Joe Scarborough in particular. And
that's what the president said to them?
Yes. And he said it on Twitter. And there was a death at
you're
their
cool
office.
With that?
Hang on. I'm not cool with it, but
okay.
Here's what I'm saying.
Off.
There was a death at the office that was unexplainable. I guess the coroners are saying one thing, somebody else is saying another. It appears this guy whacked his head on a table and died.
Okay.
In the office.
Mm-hmm.
Trump is saying that, you know, Joe did this to him. The family
the
was
president.
Saying, the president. The family is saying that it was like a weird heart valve thing, and that he smacked his head on the table or whatever. Blah, 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 right? Jack Dorsey said, no, I'm not going to take that down. He just said that now.
Okay.
There is now a petition that say, hey, we want to take Donald Trump off of Twitter. I think he has somewhere in the 80 million follower range. 80 million. And obviously he's the president of the United States. The other, I'm going to look up his exact numbers real quick. Yes, 80.2 million followers. The other school of thought for Twitter itself is, hey, man, Twitter was dead, and they were very close to going bankrupt before Trump became president. Now, they're financially viable. They're making their way up. What do you do? Is Twitter entertainment at this point? Can you say and do whatever you want? Regardless of who it is.
It's not regardless of who it is, though, is it?
It is, because if this isn't the president, I think they probably removed this tweet. They've removed others for less things than this, including some of my own.
Right.
So if this isn't the president and how powerful he is and how valuable this one guy is to Twitter and the success of their company, Everybody else, they would probably nuke. Who is it? James Woods. Who he's super right guy, actor wise.
Yeah.
And fuck, that guy was on, I don't know, 60-day bans, 90-day bans, whatever. Mm-hmm. I read his tweets. They were just normal. Nothing crazy about
him.
And so is there going to be a law eventually passed that, that kind of oversees all of these companies and allows you to do and say certain things? Or I don't know how that's going to work. I find it weird that my life essentially is controlled by algorithms.
Yeah.
Everywhere I look, it's an algorithm. Like Facebook yesterday. Checking Facebook, some people had wrote in about something and trying to respond to them. I'm not seeing messages from like current things anymore. It's just days and days and days ago. And I found something, like I liked something of a friend of mine, and then I looked underneath it. It was posted 4 days ago. I was like, why the fuck am I seeing this at the top of my feed right now? It doesn't make any sense. To go in, just to go to like, to scroll in on your phone and just go to recents and just pull up recent articles. Good luck. It took me fucking 4 to 5 minutes to figure out where that recent button was, just to see the recent people pop up on your feed. And I was like, oh, you definitely don't want me to see this right now. Like, I had to really go through it and then pop it up. And then so once I went through my phone and kind of caught up, refreshed all of my recent feeds, turned the phone back off, and it immediately went back to no longer recents anymore, back to the algorithm. Same with Instagram. There was a picture of yours on Drinking Broettes that I was trying to find.
Right.
Subscribe, by the way, to Drinking Broettes if you have not already. It's great. I love your show. It's fantastic.
Thanks.
But I couldn't even find your picture that you'd posted of a guest.
Right.
And so I said, hey, did you post this? And you were like, yeah. And I went back and it was like, yeah, you posted it like 6 hours ago. And it was like, that didn't really pop up in my feed. It's strange. It's strange to me. I go to Twitter. Twitter has now shifted its timelines as far as news and everything else. You've got to go through like three different steps because the first series of news they want you to read is just now called COVID-19. To the top of the feed. So
COVID update.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's jammed in your face all day long.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of seeing it. And it's like, if I look at the apps that I use the most probably throughout the day, and again, most of these are work-wise, it's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And it's controlled by an algorithm that I have nothing to do with and I can't do anything about. And I'm not seeing my real friends and what's going on in their lives and all this other shit. I want that all to be done with, and I want the censorship to be over with. Hopefully Spotify is the first part of this cure, but the Trump thing is interesting.
Maybe.
What do you do? Because if you nuke him off of Twitter, that is his ability to go out to 80 million people. Could that influence or change an election?
Probably.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what do you do in this case? And then if you're Twitter... And you take 80 million people off, and all of his friends and followers, right, supporters, people that are going to vote for him, they're going to leave Twitter. That would start a fucking war. But they're picking other people to take off, which is strange to me, that are less powerful. And like, you know, it's the whole thing has become so odd to me. It's hard to wrap my mind around, other than we live in a sim world where it's just like, I wonder what they'll do. If we did this and this and this, even the COVID-19 thing feels like a sim world thing where it's like, all right, now for 2020, guess what we're going to do to the whole world? We're going to put this weird disease in and it'll only kill certain people. And let's just see how they react. That's what all of this feels like.
Yeah.
But it's strange. Look, I'm rooting for Spotify and I'm rooting for Joe Rogan. And I hope the Alex Jones thing is true.
Oh, that would be great. I don't know.
I don't know
what Spotify's end game is, and if they're, you know, as far as like I'm saying, as far as exclusive deals, if they're vetting people first and then letting them go, that is possibly what they're trying to do. And it's a different kind of censorship where they censor you before you come into their network, essentially, which to me is fine. I'm really fine with it.
Are you really?
What?
People being censored or?
No, I'm fine with like a private enterprise, like making their platform however they want to.
I would be if it wasn't so big. I mean, I feel like you have very limited places to go. If it was unlimited, but I guess that's up to somebody else. Maybe you could argue that to create the next Facebook or Twitter or whatever it is. So,
right.
I don't know.
Maybe they're dipping a toe in. We're not really sure. We'll be updated on that. But.
Yeah. I hope there is somebody out there creating it. But yeah, real curious about this in the Spotify thing. We got some sponsors, James. You and I just keep rapping, dude.
Oh, we do.
Rapping
we
about life.
Go, go, go. We
put this whole shit wagon on the air. James.
Yes.
GhostBed.com/drinking bros. Come on now.
Come on down.
They got a Memorial Day sale that is currently going on.
This shit is amazing.
Bomb, dude. 30% off of bundle packages. 2 free pillows when you order mattresses, any of them, any of the fucking mattresses you're getting with that. And this next deal is going through 6/5. So it's going through June 5th. So you got 9 days here to hop on this deal, if you will. It's amazing, man. 30% off the bundle packages. They got 3 mattresses now. They got the classic, the luxe, and that cooling mattress, Jabes.
Oh yes.
I'm gonna have to ask Rich for that new cooling mattress.
We're gonna have to because I'm a little bit of a sweaty Betty.
The sheets, by the way, are amazing. They've got this elastic on them, but it says Ghost Bed on it. It's kind of like a snug Sean John boxer is what it is.
Yes.
It's amazing.
It has that thick whatever
band.
Anyone who makes a bed knows what I'm talking about.
Doing it better than everyone else. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. 30% off the bundle packages, 25% off everything else. And as always, they have the 36-month pay-as-you-go program that can be coupled with all of these deals. It's amazing. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Next up, Jabes. We got StrikeForceEnergy.com.
Boom, 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 boom. Shabloinkers.
Shabloinkers. We were drinking this all weekend.
Had to.
Big fan of StrikeForce Energy. 5 hours worth of energy in every single drink. No carbs, no sugars, and last longer than 5 hour energy, man. They get a 10-pack, 40-pack, 750-milliliter bottle. This big guy is what I get. I've been getting this for 4 years now, sent to my house. It's the same box you see at like 7-Eleven. So just get it shipped to your house. It's easier that way. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com, promo code REVOLUTION, 20% off. And they have 4 amazing flavors. The grape is always my jam, and everything.
And everything.
Same with KillCoCBD.com. I get the fucking grape every single time. Best in the biz. Best in the biz over there, Jabes. Next up, we got expressvpn.com/revolution. Big fan of expressvpn.com/revolution, Jabes. You got to have it. You got to have a VPN in your life. $7 a month will keep all the hackers out, all the fucking peeps out. And it's amazing.
It's amazing.
You can get leaked fucking your leak thing around the world. I get a bunch of messages this weekend. They were like, hey, man, I'm getting shows from around the world. And I was like, dude, Jabes told you. You get Real Housewives and Netflix and all that other shit.
It's very simple. You just...
They give you a step-by-step way to do it, too.
You go into the... you open the app. You change your location. Refresh whatever Netflix, whatever you're wanting to watch somewhere else.
Yep.
And then you just have access to all these other shows.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. They give you a step-by-step.
Yeah.
And on top of just being the best, like, privacy, security, VPN, they also are down to give you more content. And I am here for it. It's amazing.
We need it. We need content right now. So here's the deal. You sign up $7 a month. You get 3 months for free if you sign up for the year. Go to expressvpn.com/revolution today. That is the URL that it offers exclusive on. Last but not least, this is what you came for, straightrazors.com.
Ooh, that's a clean cut. Smooth. Oh, you like it?
Yikes.
Oh my gosh, I left my own headphones on because I have not been wearing them. Not great.
No. So imagine the
millions
of cars. Look,
I'm trying not
to
do it. You guys still make me do it.
Yeah.
Oh. You know what I mean?
Look, the people do it. Gordon Wagner does it. Every day he writes the time code.
He writes the time.
And I'm down for it. Go to fucking straightrazors.com. You got everything you need to be a real man in this life, Jabes. A real man, you know? Shampoos, beard oils, conditioners, mustache waxes, shaving products are the best in the biz. And we love straightrazors.com. Promo code revolution.
Faza's Day is 20. Coming up. I would order soon.
Yep.
Just get that in the mail. Get that going so you're not like last minute.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what the postal situation is going
to
be.
We don't. So go to straightrazors.com today. Promo code revolution. 20% off of all of their products. So this Twitter thing, by the way, I'm going to give you an update because this is live going on right now. Twitter has just apologized now for Trump's tweets. However, the user crackdown, which has been going on for a while, does not apply to the president, is what they're saying.
Okay.
So apparently if you're president, you can do whatever you want, but everything else you cannot. The Biden thing that we talked about on Friday. You ain't black.
Mm-hmm.
If you're voting for Trump became a real thing over the weekend. Mm-hmm. I saw endless videos, including one that the president himself posted. He's got a meme department that put that up. I will say this. An hour after we got off air, they were selling those shirts, hashtag you ain't black, on the campaign site. They were ready to go with that immediately. And last I saw in Trump's video, it was over 3 million in the first hour views. That thing's going to go viral. I don't know that Biden's going to be able to get out of his own way. I also think that now he might be forced to pick Kamala Harris. And I had said Elizabeth Warren before, but
I know
he might be stuck
now. We wanted Warren to get a chance.
Yeah.
Get another debate in there.
Yeah. I mean, the meme he posted today was Trump of, it was the black guys at the funeral.
Yeah.
Dancing with the casket, and it had Joe Biden on it after he said that clip on the Breakfast Club. What's even stranger to me is to go back to the sim world and everything else that we've been talking about is that Joe Biden was on the Breakfast Club. Like, somebody brought that up to me over the weekend. They were like, what's stranger in this life? The fact that he actually said that, or that he was on the Breakfast Club in the morning with Charlemagne the God.
Right.
I was like, God, that didn't even register. Everything's gotten so weird.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even register. Yeah. What was he doing on the fucking Breakfast Club? What was Joe Biden doing on the fucking Breakfast Club?
I don't know.
But they're worried now. So over the weekend, they said, hey, man, his team was like, every time he goes live or speaks at some live event, they said there's an emergency team in place to get ready for whatever PR crisis is going to be.
Yeah. You have to.
I guess. So we'll see. It's creepy. It's creepy. Have you been following any of this Lana Del Rey shit?
No. What's up?
It's been going on. Man, it's been going back and forth here. And, you know, she's taken some heat for some things that were allegedly, like, racially insensitive. 'Cause people were screaming at her for her glamorizing of abuse.
Okay. What? Yeah.
That Lana Del Rey glamorizes abuse in her latest album.
Okay.
And she was like, look, man, I write my own shit and I write what I want to talk about, think about, discuss, whatever. And she says, look, man, Ariana Grande and Cardi B and Camila Cabello and Beyonce and all that other shit can talk about whatever and they don't write their own music. She's been called out for being racist by only naming people of color in that, which I did not view at all. I just view that those were the top artists right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's saying, so that has taken off, that Lana Del Rey is a racist now. We should all cancel her. And she just came out a moment ago and just said, look, the cancel culture right now is just sick with all of this shit. Like, people will not let up on anything you do and or say. Even the fucking Amy Cooper's dog thing at the top of the show. Like, immediately the first thing you went to was race and all that other shit, right?
Yeah.
Which she brought that on herself.
Mm-hmm.
But it's everything you say and do. There was another thing, too, today about Jimmy Fallon doing blackface. And they were like, cancel Jimmy Fallon. He was on SNL doing doing blackface, and it was of Chris Rock, is one of his best friends.
Right.
It was on SNL.
I don't have a problem with it.
I don't either. That's the thing, and it's like, you're going to cancel Jimmy Fallon?
If he did it now?
Cancel everybody.
Yes. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
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 But you know.
Because you live in that, you live in that world now.
Yeah. So, you know, but if you're going to keep digging up shit from fucking 10 years ago, like.
That's the only thing I don't like. I don't agree with doing blackface, but I don't like digging up stuff from 10 years ago on anyone.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't either, man. And it, look, again, different time, different culture. Used to be fun. It used to be comedy and shit like that. Speaking of which, I want to give that girl a shout out. I watched that Netflix movie last night. The Wrong Missy.
The Wrong Missy.
With David Spade. I thought that would never be something I would do in my life. However, we are out of content whatsoever. Yes. And after, because we finished Yellowstone last night, you went to bed and I was going to watch something. And I was like, oh, no, we finished Yellowstone. We're at the end of our content. We've reached the end of the world. There is no content left to be consumed. I saw David Spade doing this interview on Entertainment Tonight about this movie. And I was like, how bad can this be? Let's pop it on. There's a girl named Lauren Lapkus, who was the lead of this movie called The Wrong Missy. She fucking knocked it out of the park. And for a comedy, like, because I mean, maybe I haven't seen any in a very, very long time, which we haven't. There hasn't been a new comedy out in a while. It was pretty decent. And Homegirl carried the entire movie like fucking Jim Carrey, old school Jim Carrey back in the way, back in the day. I know this woman's face, but I can't tell you what she's from. But she was crazy the entire movie. And I played a couple of clips for you this morning before we came into work. And I was just like, dude.
God, she was just off. I mean, every line was something. I mean, she was just like.
It was so fucked up. And
she comes from, like I said, an improv background. She, I know people that are actually in her Wild Horses, this show that she does at UCB.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Upright.
Yeah.
Citizens.
For you.
Yeah. In Los Feliz, and she's just like, she's one of those like our friend Edie that just they just do it every day. They do it. And so when they do get on these shows like Edie or her, like they are just killing people because they are practicing this improv thing every day of their life. As annoying as it is to watch sometimes, it really does hone their skills of like killing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think anyone could have kept up with her on that set. They were probably just like, dude, we have so much footage, so much one-liners, so many things to cut to.
The good part about it was, and Spade is always good about this, is
he'll let you go.
Yes. And he's the straight guy in all
he
of these.
He knows what his thing
he's
is.
He's been
is
the
to
straight guy for fucking 30 years.
Yeah.
And he's great at it. And you needed it in this movie for this girl to go the fuck off in every single scene. And she carried the entire movie. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the film. I can't believe I'm saying that. But
I know.
This girl was an absolute murderer in this.
And Lauren Lapkus, we already said. Yeah.
Lauren Lapkus is her name. And
she's great.
I definitely wanted to give her a shout out today because I was like, holy shit. This girl is phenomenal.
And I hope she gets the dues because I don't know how people are feeling about the movie, but I hope that people feel the way that we do as far as like movie be damned. This girl is awesome, right?
Yeah.
I hope that that's what happens and it doesn't like push her further into just doing improv.
Here's the thing, like, because there were some people that said they didn't like the film. I think you won't like the film because of how great she is at her character, not the film
itself.
You'll
get annoyed, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Not the film itself, but she's so good as this annoying character of the most annoying person on the planet that I would understand if people were like, I didn't like that movie. It's not because of the film. It is simply because this girl is so good that you might hate her and the movie itself for it, but she crushed. She absolutely crushed. And I enjoyed
love to hear it.
That.
Love to hear it.
Also, we are one day out from SpaceX.
Oh, that's right.
Time to musk up, kids.
Time to musk up.
So I'm excited for that. Richard Branson had a failed attempt for his Virgin orbit.
Okay.
So He attempted to rocket launch from a 747. And yeah, man, did not go well. Not go well for him. So I don't like to hear about any of this shit failing, to be honest with you. But I hope the Elon Musk thing goes well here in a day. And I know people are excited about it, as am I. Even when he sent that fucking Tesla into space, like, it was awesome to see, man. And I'm stoked about it. I miss the space exploration and that whole era. Mm-hmm. Although you said the astronauts are dorky as shit.
One of them is, like, I guess you could say he's a zaddy. Like, he probably was a pimp back in the day. He has
Are you calling him a daddy?
A zaddy.
What's that?
That's like way old. Anyway.
What does the Z stand for?
I don't know. He used to be a daddy. Anyway. But the other guy is a dad at Circus City. At Enterprise. He's a dad working at Enterprise.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
But good for them. I just felt like back in the day, like, the astronauts are smoking. They're just like drinking. They were
Buzz Aldrin was.
Yeah,
back in the
like
day.
They were just a little bit pimpier.
Yeah.
And now I think you have to be a little smarter, right, to like do it, and then that just takes away all the pimpiness, right?
I guess I think
all the like partier.
If you're trying to bring space back, right? And astronauts and all that stuff. It's going to be an unpopular opinion. But I believe you should cast them and go with the best looking ones and be like, all right, great. Because it really will help public perception. I know that's terrible to say.
It's true.
But it really will help public perception of like space and astronauts and being cool at your job. If you get pimpy ass fucking, like Top Gun was on last night on Memorial Day. And I hadn't seen it in a while. And I popped that on and I was like, ah, shit. You know how many people Tom Cruise probably got, like just himself, by him playing that character, how many people joined the Air Force because of Tom Cruise?
For sure.
And Iceman and fucking Val Kilmer and those guys. Like, I bet you there was a bunch of pimpy dudes who were just like, ah, shit. Because most of those dudes are good looking and pimpy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Where it's like, yeah. That matches up with my expectations. I want to see the same thing with astronauts.
Yeah.
I do. I want to see the pimps back in the astronaut game, dude. I think
This works.
I think it'll help secure financing for more shit.
If this works, maybe they will. But these are the first two. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. But I'm looking forward to it, Jabes.
Yeah.
Subscribe on YouTube so we can beat the algorithm. And I know we had some technical difficulties today. We're going to be putting this up tonight, and we will try to figure this out. As always, go to iTunes and give us a 5-star rating and a quick review, and it helps, man. All of it. Always hammer the like button on YouTube. Always give reviews. Again, the show is free. It just vaulted up the charts, and we can do bigger and better things. Fun show, Jabes.
Yes.
Glad you're back. Glad to have you back.
I'm back. I'm ready to party.
Bars are open in Texas.
Party. You know I can party.
Bars are open in Texas. So.
All right. Well, here we go.
It'll be weird to walk into a bar this weekend. We'll see.
Jeez.
We'll see. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. the Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is The Revolution. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon. Good night. Whatever you please.